Hello and welcome to the Dr. Kirsten Show. We are first episode of 2024, which is super exciting. And I have some like a big topic that I really want to dive into today. And it's all about something that we call integration, or you might hear it described as like processing or healing, many different terms for it. But I had the reason why I want to start with this year, especially for 2024, is that the or any time really, like if you're tuning into this in the future, that when it comes to digging into our subconscious mind and what's going on in there, there are so many different reasons why we would want to heal, right? And to process and to integrate. So I think the best way to maybe explain it is to just have you dive in and see, what's coming up for you as we go through this episode. So I want you to think of a time when you were a kid that maybe something was difficult or challenging. Maybe it was traumatic or sad, made you feel guilty, and something that generally feels unresolved. So once you have that, and something probably, it could be something really minor or it could be something pretty big. Either way, you're just looking for something that, comes up, it feels unresolved, and generally was a hard thing to go through. And the thing is so like maybe it comes up in your memories and you still feel an emotion around it, and you want to stuff it back down. So I generally, like if I go throughout my day, sometimes some things, depending on what's going on in my life, pops back up again, different memories and things, and I'd be like, ugh, I still feel that emotion, that feeling that comes up with it. There's maybe, when you think about that memory that comes up, maybe you wish that things had gone differently, or that maybe it was that there was like a significant accident or something that happened with you and your siblings or your parents. When something is unresolved, it means that we haven't integrated it. And integration is ultimately what transforms your way of thinking. Integration is like processing, healing. Like I said before, it helps your brain grow in the same way that when we are applying this, if you are a parent, it's the same way that helps your kids' brains grow and develop as they start to face different situations in life that bring up big emotions for them, right? And like one of the things as parents that's so important is that we're able to walk our kids through what those big emotions are and help them learn and process through those things that come up in their life. It's really to help them understand what those big emotions are. And I'll take this a step further. Like, whether or not you're a parent, this is something that is like really, really important, is that, we are essentially mirrors of, we can mirror other people. We can also we can like soak in and absorb different states. So we can start to mirror other people in our environment. Also, a step for parents, a step further is what's even more important about that is that kids are oftentimes your mirror, right? And they will mirror you. So they will quite literally mirror your particular growth and development and your emotional intelligence. So how you manage emotions and what's going on in your nervous system and your state is what your kids will oftentimes mirror as well. And this was taking, kind of going on like a personal example or personal journey here. This was actually one major block for me that I had around having kids. I had a lot of reasons why I didn't want to have kids yet, and one of them was that I was extremely overwhelmed and burned out. Like I literally couldn't see how fitting kids in would like having kids would fit into that picture. Was a healthcare, I was a chiropractor and doing so much as far as running my own practice. And I was really, really struggling with feeling so burned out because I was doing everything. And then also I didn't see how I could fit having a kid in. And I know plenty of chiropractors, including women, that are that do it with kids. So I'm not saying that it's impossible. And I'm not saying also that I didn't have examples of it being done. The thing for this, though, that I found was that it was about me personally. Like, no matter how many people would be like, well, you know this person and you know this person and they do that, that wasn't enough. And if you, this is something like whether you're in healthcare or not, but like if you have some sort of like hesitations around having kids because of things that have gone on either in your past or like you're overwhelmed or burned out or like, you know, you just can't quite see how things, how the puzzle really fits. I have a free guide and I'll link that in the show notes for you if you want to go through that. It's basically very intentional journaling questions to help bring up whatever it is that's, you know, kind of blocking you from that so that you can bring some awareness around it. And then if you want to work with someone to help you go through all of those things, that whether that's me or somebody else, you can have that clarity. And then now you know what you need to like start digging into, or at least a good place to start. It's always the thing, right? It's like, where are the blind spots and where do I need to start? We don't always know that, right? I mean, that doesn't just even go around having kids. I mean, there's been times where I've been in business and all sorts of topics, and athletics are a big one as far as mindset goes. But anyway, the other thing too was that I, especially around having kids, like I really didn't want to pass down certain patterns that I had, that I had learned throughout my life, that I just intuitively knew weren't serving me. And I knew that like I just didn't want to pass those things down, period. Right. And I didn't want to approach parenthood from an overwhelmed and burned out state. Like that to me was a recipe for just repeating patterns and not being the kind of parent, not being really the kind of person that I really wanted to be. So what happened was that I was then like stuck in that conflict for literally years, because I also was like thinking, well, maybe my biological clock will go off and eventually here I'm going to want to have kids. And the thing is like, I never actually got to that point. The reason we decided to have kids was based on a lot of my own processing, that then I could see how that would be a possibility. Also, I built the life into my like my life into the life that I wanted that would facilitate me having kids and also being able to work. But that took a lot of work and it took a lot of digging into like my own subconscious mind and past in order to get to that place. But anyway, so I was stuck in that conflict for a long, long time. And honestly, it was really painful, not just for me, but also for, you know, people in my life, because, you know, having kids is not just a one person thing, right? There's usually a few people involved, at least one other. And then we have our grandparents, we have parents and grandparents and family and all of that. So there's obviously oftentimes different pressures coming from different areas. It's not just usually one person or an internal thing. But I really didn't want to force myself into anything that I wasn't ready for. And my husband was on the same page as well, right? We both could have gone through life not having kids, but also both felt like if we did, that we would, if we didn't, we would maybe look back and kind of regret that, right? So anyway, that's kind of where we were coming from. And maybe some of you will relate to that, maybe you won't. But the thing also that came up for me a lot in the overwhelm and the burnout is that I realized a few different concepts that I work with a lot of my private coaching clients around in my group, and some of my online courses address this as well. But at the time, I realized that not only did I not really trust people, but I also really didn't trust myself. I didn't, for many reasons, I didn't feel fully safe in my body and I didn't trust myself and my intuition. And some of the reasons why some people don't trust themselves or don't trust their body or don't feel safe in their body could be because they've had chronic pain or chronic illness of some type that leads to kind of having this like distrust in what's going on inside your body and what it's doing, and that you potentially could get better. And if you don't address that, there's many different reasons why people oftentimes feel like 80% or 90% better when they do all the other kinds of things like supplements and lifestyle change and all that jazz. But then they still kind of have these like leftover feelings, like it's not quite back to where it was. And maybe getting back to where it was isn't ever really a possibility, but they can still tell that there's something off. And oftentimes that's you need to look into what's going on in the subconscious mind, because that's where a lot of the like past beliefs are. That's where stored negative emotions in the body kind of, you know, are come up. So those can be the pieces that tend to like block people from really feeling like they've fully healed in that sense. Again, we're going back to integration, right? And you know, the other thing too that came up for me as well in a lot of this process was that I really didn't trust women from a lot of like pain that I had experienced growing up, which is fascinating to me because I now have a daughter. But you know, I really didn't want to raise emotionally unhealthy kids. And I was definitely feeling like I wasn't a really good example of that. I also had a lot of like peacemaker tendencies, and perfectionism was something that I really, you know, struggled with as well. And so these were just all things that I was like, I don't want to pass this on. And on top of that too, and I think a lot of millennials tend to feel this way and relate, is that like we tend to repress a lot of emotions. So, or we have in the past, at least until we learn how not to. But, you know, one of the things I said to one of my coaches at one of the first certifications I ever went to was that, like, I literally don't do emotions. Like I had outbreaks of like really big, massive emotional times that were usually at the most inopportune times and led to, in some cases, a lot of embarrassment. But that really is just a reflection of where I had not addressed a lot of the things that were going on in my subconscious mind. And I knew that I didn't want to be that parent. I didn't want to pass that on. And I also knew that kids tend to be fairly triggering because they're mirroring you. So I didn't want to be in that state and in that place going into parenthood. And since then, since all of that, and I have gotten certified in working with the subconscious mind and all of the other, you know, medical degrees and things that I have, I've learned how unhealthy that it is to be in that really, that place where you have a lot of negative emotions that are stored up in the body, where we have a lot of limiting beliefs. I've now learned that repressing a lot of emotions and repressing and dissociating specifically, which was one of the things that I did a lot, is actually one of the main subconscious causes of endometriosis. So, and keeping in mind too, that like endometriosis is just one of those very like inflammatory conditions. So it's quite important not to just address what's going on in the physical body, but also what's going on in the subconscious mind, because there's quite a lot of connections there that oftentimes get missed. And that ultimately, I mean, from endometriosis and migraines, that's like what started my health journey and really led to me figuring out all of these things, and has taken me over the last decade to heal and to work on. And I think a lot of people get caught up in feeling like they want things to be done so quickly. But like one of the things that I've learned is that like health, chronic health things in general take time usually to heal. And they are usually the start of a journey. They are what I would say are the start of not only like healing your physical body, but they are also the start of journeying into your past and figuring out what you need to learn from and learn through and process and integrate that will then eventually get you to the point where you don't have that chronic illness anymore. But it's your opportunity to take that as the learning lesson. Like that is what the health conditions, concerns, those, the autoimmune things, anything that is going on, chronic fibromyalgia, right? GI related issues. They're all the an opportunity to grow. And that's how I look at and see chronic illness and chronic health things now. As a functional medicine practitioner, I no longer see it as like, yes, the body is out of balance, but we also need to look at it as what else is going on besides what's going on in the physical body that is driving this to be the physical expression of what's going on in that subconscious mind. So kind of going back to like parents, for example, we typically have a choice, right? We can either choose to personally grow and develop mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Just going back to that, right? Like the health things that come up, but also all sorts of different life things. Like two of the things that forced the most transformation to me were being an entrepreneur and starting a business, as well as becoming a parent. And those are both opportunities where if you want to improve anything in life, right? If you want to lose weight, if you want to have a six-figure business or a seven-figure business, if you want to, I don't know, create whatever sort of life you want, create any sort of results, you have to figure out what needs to change and who do you need to be? What sort of habits, what sort of lifestyle things do you need to have in order for you to become that person that has that thing? And in order to do that, you have to dig through the things that are going on in your subconscious mind that are blocking you from doing that. Yes, you can change your habits, but oftentimes I find that a lot of people really struggle to change their habits because their environment doesn't really allow for them to do that. And your subconscious mind oftentimes has a lot of beliefs behind the habits that you have. So it's just one of those things where, like, if you, it can be, and it is our responsibility to grow and to take the opportunities that life gives us, but not everybody usually does, or they don't know that, or they don't see it as that kind of opportunity. So that would be one of my big perspective shifts, is if there's some big stuff going on in your life right now, whether that's health or finances or who knows what, maybe it's a big life transition into having kids, or it's divorce, or whatever those, or, you know, especially for my athlete crowd, like if you are, you know, trying to get a specific result, out of your training, or if you are transitioning from being an elite or pro athlete into no longer being a pro athlete, or whatever that looks like for you. These are all different areas where we have the opportunities to develop and to grow. And so anyway, those are different reasons why you might want to start digging more into mindset and what's going on in the subconscious mind. But if you are a parent, I mean, coming back to this, like our kids will definitely mirror whatever, like our personal growth. So our mental states, our emotional states, our spiritual states, and quite literally like our development also impacts their brain and how they develop as well. Life gives them tons of opportunities, and then we have the opportunity to work them through and teach them about what's going on, and how to manage and how to not get necessarily entirely swept up by those big emotions, but also not to get so far on the logical and repression side that we're completely ignoring the emotional side. They will also mirror any lack that we have in those growth areas as well. So the other thing too, around this is that you, in many ways, I think this is why like research like this, what I'm talking about here as far as with kids, shows that if you change your environment, you are more likely to be successful at changing habit. And therefore, when that habit changes, what you want can actually happen, right? These are all examples of how what we mirror in life, our environment, impacts what we create in our life. So, you know, taking all of this then, you know, potentially a step further and looking into your beliefs about like maybe why you don't have something in your life that you've been working towards, or going back to like that past event that we talked about in the beginning, as far as like something that maybe hasn't been integrated, is that oftentimes in those events, we have emotions that come up that we end up not necessarily knowing what to do with. And then oftentimes we also have beliefs too. So like if we're going to take, let's say, losing weight as an example, because it's probably one of the easiest and most common, I would say, goals that people tend to have, although that's obviously not the only one and doesn't apply to everyone. But, you know, let's take that for example. Like, what if you have a belief that losing weight is hard, or that you've never been able to lose weight, or so nothing's ever worked for you, or maybe you're really bad at cooking, or you hate exercise? You could change quite literally everything about your environment, but those beliefs will eventually win out again and again. And you, most people will often find that they're back to where they started. And, you know, cause like, think about that, right? Like if you hate exercise, so every single time you are going to work out, you just don't like it, you're not going to want to keep doing it, because the brain doesn't want to do things oftentimes that are super hard. You have to find things either that you like, and or we need to shift what's going on in the brain that's causing you to continue to have that thought that you hate exercise, What does that exercise mean to you? What's the story that you keep telling yourself around it? You've got to shift that. You know, and honestly, we can take this example in any scenario, right? Like our lives are literally mirrors of our beliefs. So our environment, our habits, are all reflections of what we believe to be true about ourselves and about life. And all of those things come from what we learned as kids. Unless you've taken some sort of, you've made some sort of decision along the way to change what you believe. And again, going back to like when life gives us these opportunities, that's what it's doing, is like up until this point, that belief or those things have served us. But now if you want to go to that next place in your life, that next level, whatever that looks like for you, whatever you're trying to create, some of those things are no longer serving you. So now they need to shift and they need to change. And then on top of all of this, we can pass all of that down to our kids, potentially. And if we are emotionally repressed and we find emotions uncomfortable, when your kids are learning about and facing big emotions, right? Like anger, sadness, guilt, fear, shame, it's going to make you uncomfortable and you will parent accordingly, right? Like if you find people, and when they're in their emotions, you want them to feel better. You want them to be better. You want them to not be expressing those emotions because it makes you uncomfortable. That's essentially what you're also going to pass down to your kids. So what needs to happen is you becoming more comfortable with your own emotions so that then you can parent your kids through those emotions as well without getting triggered by them. This is sometimes where people end up on the chaotic side of just getting swept up in their kids' emotions or like in the emotions of what's going on in their life versus the other complete opposite, which both cause some nervous system dysregulation. But the complete opposite is like being super rigid, being super controlling, trying to control every single aspect of your life. And then like not like repressing emotions. Both will cause quite a bit of nervous system dysregulation and keep you in a stress or fight or flight state, which is physically for the body, not great. And then also, you know, being constantly in stress can lead to all sorts of different problems. This is again why it's not always just about what's going on in the physical body. It can be also what's going on in our brain that is driving that. So then, right, all of this can lead to a lot of confusion for kiddos who are learning and dealing with a lot of big emotions, and they need their parents to guide them through it. And this is why I cannot stress enough that like it's incredibly important for parents to prioritize their own emotional or personal growth. Like I'm generalizing here, but like honestly, I won't even go that far. Whether it's a mom or a dad, whoever is kind of doing a lot of that parenting with the kids and spending a lot of time with their kids, it's really important for both parents to be on the same page, but specifically the one that's going to be spending the most time raising kids. This is going to be really, really important for you. And here's the thing too, and this is something that I really found, which I found so fascinating as I was going through pregnancy and as I've been walking through parenthood, is that like if you go into any mom's group or community of women, what you will often find are a lot of triggered, stressed out, and overwhelmed moms. If you can relate, like I get it. Now, also, if you are in that state, like this is not intending for you to then have any guilt or shame as you go through this, right? If this is you, it's your opportunity to get curious, not guilt or shame yourself. Okay. Again, these are opportunities, right? These are opportunities for us to take advantage of the opportunity that we've been given to grow. So guilting and shaming yourself for that is not the goal here. And again, if you are doing that, get curious about that. What's driving that as the response that you're having to this, right? So we can really start to shift how we're looking at things and just start really getting curious around like, why are we reacting this certain way? What's going on there? What's driving that guilt? What's driving that shame, right? So anyway, those are things to think about. But when moms are feeling like they're torn between, and this is kind of diving into a little bit maybe of a soapbox, but a lot of women end up in very interesting situations as far as like whether they and a lot of women that I work with, because I work with a lot of high performers, or maybe athletes, or, you know, they have a career that they've built over time. And so what can happen for a lot of moms is that they feel torn between their careers and caring for their kids, and kind of being in this like mental spiral that really can feel unmanageable, right? Of feeling really stressed out and overwhelmed, constantly triggered by things that are going on sometimes with their kids. And honestly, the result is exactly what you would think that it would be, right? You're like, your kids also may get overwhelmed and confused by those big emotions. And that's when the wheels can tend to come off the bus, right? The meltdowns, the aggression, it's like chaos, right? That all the very trying aspects of being a parent, and also what you experience as stressful and emotional in your life as well, are all areas essentially where we need to integrate. And one of the things that I've found, well, before I go there, a lot of parents need to integrate past traumas, patterns, negative emotions, limiting beliefs that are essentially like running the show, right? We are losing a lot of our own power to those situations and to those things. And this ultimately is why I have shifted gears a little bit, that now really is just driving and looking into what's going on in the subconscious mind. It doesn't matter if you're a mom. It doesn't matter if you're a dad. It doesn't matter if you're an athlete. Like, what if you're a high performing woman that is in a career that you want to build this, whatever it is that you're wanting to build, I've created. I am currently creating a membership. I'm creating a method. I'm creating private, like my private coaching. I still do this for all of my one-on-one clients, but I want to help more people be able to integrate so that you can overcome any conflict that's maybe holding you back from becoming a mom, or if you want to, right? Or from doing big things in your life. I want to also help people grow personally, right? To be able to support and guide yourself first and foremost, but also maybe your kids through building a foundation for social, emotional, and mental health, mental well-being, right? Isn't that one thing that we see over and over and over again that we want and that we need, as well as ending that burnout, right? That burnout cycle, that overwhelm, the mental spirals that end up resulting in such high stress and often lead to health issues and concerns. Right. I know so many moms and I know so many people who want to be healthy, who want to live long lives so that they can keep up with their kids, their grandkids. They want their kids to grow up and to live happy and healthy lives. And the way to actually create that is that you can do that by leaning into and being willing to go into those places that are really uncomfortable. The places where we see a lot of resistance, right? A lot of conflict and constriction that tend to hold us back from being able to move forward. The parts of you that want to escape and that we really want to like move away from, these are parts and experiences that need to be integrated so that you can move forward and create what you want. And integration takes those parts and of your brain that are thoughts and words and the other parts that are emotions. And it really helps these parts be able to work together as a whole. Don't we always look at things as like we want this holistic method, this holistic way of looking at what's going on in the physical body? Humans, at a very core level, desire to be whole. So it's the same when we're, you know, I think also too, we can take this a step further, because I know so many of you have heard things like this, but like, it's the same thing when we're looking about other parts of what's going on in the physical body, right? All organs and systems need to be integrated and working together in order to have optimal health. So we talk about this so much here, right? With like the individual organ systems needing to be doing not only their own job well, but then also playing well with others. Right? The other systems, the cardiovascular system, the metabolic system, our hormones, our gut, right? All of these things need to be functioning well and playing nicely with others. And really the key here is balance. And having a balanced nervous system is the result of integrating what's causing that stress. A balanced body is the result of healthy organs, and systems like the nervous system, hormones, metabolism, digestion, cardiovascular system, all of these things, our musculoskeletal, our body, right, our muscles and our joints, these are all a result of having well-functioning systems. And I think sometimes we get lost in like the looking at the individual systems versus looking at them all as a whole. So, you know, and then I'm going to say one more thing here is that one of the things that I have actually been really surprised with and also very proud of is that, you know, throughout this phase of having my daughter, my newborn, yes, I've had so many different types of emotional roller coasters, as every mom tends to have, but I've also been very calm, and I haven't necessarily been riding that roller coaster. And I've been able to do a lot because I worked so much to create so much expansion and to be able to hold a lot of plates, but hold them in a way that like I stay balanced and that I'm able to flow through my days and adapt and be flexible, which was something that as someone who was like trying to control everything and super rigid, really took me a long time to be able to get into, but it's so worth it. It was so worth all of the work that it took to get here because I'm not overwhelmed. I'm not burned out. Like I have things that are not ideal that I'm still working on and working through, but they're not causing me to be in fight or flight all the time. So I can be far more present through this period of time, through this season. And I know that that means a lot to me, but that's also going to mean a lot to my daughter, regardless of that she's not necessarily going to remember this time, like memories consciously, but her subconscious will. So that's really ultimately like how I'm sitting here today, right? Recording this podcast with a newborn, reflecting on how, you know, I started from a place that was so frozen around having kids. I mean, frozen, I'm just like completely paralyzed by it. I was also very negative about how my life would change for the worse with having kids. And I was in such deep conflict around it. So again, if you're in that place, I have a free guide for you. Make sure you check out that link below. But now being able to teach this and support others in integrating through the scenario and so many others, like I've learned so much, but that's how I'm here today, being able to share this, right? Is like, you can start this at literally any time. Whether you don't have kids yet, or you want to have kids, or you have kids, or that's never on the plate for you, it doesn't matter. Or maybe you have grandkids, right? Like it doesn't really matter when you start, it's that you start, especially if you have some big goals that you want to achieve. So wherever you are, it's a great time to dig in so that you can ultimately create what you want, right? Live that emotionally rich and rewarding life and help your kids to do the same. So I hope that this episode was really helpful in many ways. We're going to be talking so much more about all of this year. So subscribe to the podcast if you aren't already. And if this was your first episode, welcome. So glad to have you. I would love for any of you that found this helpful to come find me on Instagram and send me a DM or a comment and let me know what you learned. What was a big aha through this episode? And if you want to take this a step further, I have a mini series. It's 10 videos that get dripped to you every day. So it's manageable, I would say. And it is a whole course essentially designed to help you start becoming very aware of areas in your health and in your life that are, you know, kind of being driven by your subconscious and diving into that piece that is so often left out. It is the mindset piece that is critical for healing, integration, for wholeness, any of those things. And I've made it very affordable. Right now it's $67. So if you are in it and you want to start getting some results and you want to start digging into what's going on in your mindset, definitely make sure to check that out. Again, the link is in the bot and is in the links in my bio on Instagram, but also you can check the link in the description here in the notes. Go grab that. And then let me know what has come up for you throughout this episode. So thank you so much for listening, and I will see you in a couple weeks back for another one around your nervous system is most likely with the topic that one's going to be about, and digging into specifically the different kind of like areas that we tend to get caught up in and what tends to pull us into fight or flight and keep us there. And yeah, more on that. So I will see you then.